Hi, and welcome to Curious Conversations, the podcast where curiosity meets connection. Thanks for joining as we discuss captivating stories and ideas and engage in thought-provoking conversations with experts, enthusiasts, and everyday people. We hope to ignite a curious spirit as we embark on a quest for understanding one curious conversation at a time. So let's jump in this together. Welcome to the world of Curious Conversations. And welcome to Curious Conversations. We are your hosts, Carly and Mandy, and this week we are talking about collections.
Well, you know I love collections. We've talked about that quite a bit. We've talked about collecting, but not really on here. You know, we've kind of touched on that a little bit, but I'm excited for a fresh discussion.
Yeah, and I feel like this is right up both of our alleys. You know, I love to collect. And we definitely fall into that category. But you know, collecting is really not a new thing. Just in kind of researching for this episode, I discovered that archaeologists found like 105,000 years ago, people were collecting. And the first kind of discovery of that was some crystals that were found in the Kalahara region of South Africa. And they knew that there was no way they had, you know, they weren't indigenous to that area. So they knew humans brought these, which is really cool. I mean, way, way back, we're collected. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it is. And it makes me think, like, what is the mindset there? Because people have different reasons for collecting. Did they think they wouldn't see that thing again? It was something not from their region. So they wanted to, you know, they wanted to keep that with them so they could have that memory, you know, the keepsake kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But, you know, I mean, you can collect and collect and collect, and then you're going to die and they're going to stay there for somebody to find later. But, you know, collecting is really, it's kind of like human instinct. It's just something we do. And I think that that probably is just, it's always been a thing. That was more of a survival thing at some point. You know, our ancestors needed to accumulate objects and things that would be scarce later. And, you know, and that's, we've just turned that into something totally different because we don't really have to collect things for survival reasons. We have, you know, Target and Publix. We still have that need to collect things.
So you can always collect and purge. That's a good practice.
Yeah, do a lot of that too.
Yep. Then you get all the things and then you get to, you know, share the things with somebody else.
That's exactly right. That's right. Well, listen, before we really dive into this collecting thing, we do want to share with you guys this week's curious dish. So this is part of our show where we dish about the most curious thing we've seen this week. Mandy, what you got?
Okay. So you're going to know this when I say it, but I thought it's a perfect fit. We came across an abandoned statuary.
Yes.
How much did you love that place?
I mean, that was just amazing. We took and it was raining that day, but we took amazing photos.
We did. So we're going to have to share some of that. And, you know, there's these, I don't think I've ever seen that before. So as you know, there's these collections out here of, you know, it's religious statues. It's what there was like a cowboy head. There was just, there's the animals, there's everything. And there were little groups of those, which made the perfect pictures. I'm actually hoping to frame a couple of those.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to post some of those on our Facebook page because it was really cool. Like you've got to see it to understand just how cool it was. And maybe Mandy can make us a TikTok because she's like our TikTok queen. If you have not checked out our TikTok channel, go look at it because she makes some cool ones.
Well, these were great. These made it easy, you know, because they were aged perfectly. They've been out in the weather. I'm not sure how long this has been abandoned, but we did the right thing and we made the phone call and we made sure we could get those shots.
Absolutely. No trespassing.
That's right. What about you?
You know, yours is so, I don't know, it's cool and it's just really clean. I'm going to go over on the side of just weird things that I want to have. And I don't even know why. And I sent this to you. So Mandy, I know you've seen The Shining. Well, I discovered that you can actually buy like a little trinket toy type thing, but it's Wendy's cigarette ash. So, I think it's rubber. It's like a, you know, just a little keepsake rubber, I don't know, commemorative thing for The Shining, but it's from the part of the movie where she's smoking a cigarette, but the ash is like two and a half inches long. It's, you know, it's about to fall at any moment. And you can buy that and just stick it on your shelf. How cool would that be?
I know. I think that's hilarious. And it's kind of become its own meme. But I'm wondering, back in the day when that movie was released, did anybody note that? Did they think that was funny or weird back then? Was everybody letting their ash just hang on?
I don't know, but that's some great questions we need to ask.
Yeah. Oh, get right on that.
Yeah, right. No, let's talk a little about collecting because, you know, I found some weird stuff. People collect some strange things. And I don't have any of these things in my collection, but I know one of these that you may have in yours. Okay. But let's kick it off with airplane barf bags.
Oh my gosh.
That's a real thing. So I didn't actually want to say the word barf. I was like, should I just say throw up bags?
We all know it's a barf bag, okay?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Well, you know, there is a virtual museum for air sickness bags. And there are people that they actually go out and pay money to buy these. They're actually called baggists. The people that collect those bags. Yeah, they have a whole little thing, but they're collecting more of those, the whimsical, the ones from the past. So now, I mean, you're out of luck. It's not going to be as pretty and fun. But they used to have, you know, they'd have celebrities on them and at least, you know, the airline name, or they were fun. And they're actually, you know, it's kind of like artwork sort of, but you know what they're there for. But yeah, that's, people collect these, and I'm talking like thousands of these.
Okay, so you're not talking about used bags.
No, I hope there are no used bags.
You know how people like to have things of other people? I didn't know how weird this was going to get.
Really, really weird, really fast.
Yeah, because that's pretty disgusting.
Well, I will say there are two. So if you collect these or you happen to have any of these in your attic, there are two that are highly sought after, and you could probably get a ton of money for them. One is the Beastie Boys, licensed to ill. That's literally what it says.
Okay, I'm a big Beastie Boys fan. That was not at the top of my list for things to have of the Beastie Boys.
Well, I mean, if you get your hands on one of those, it might be your lucky day. The other is I Survived the Clinton White House. If you have either of those barf bags, you've hit the lottery.
Okay. I don't have those.
We have no barf bags. One.
Nope. I don't really want a barf bag. That's not really aesthetically pleasing, or that's just, you know, and I have collected some weird, but these are not my kind of weird, I don't think.
You know what I think of when I see them? It doesn't, like, I don't think, oh, open that and throw up in it. I think of popcorn bags. Which is not, that's the opposite.
Oh my goodness. We're such a spoiled society. Look at what we're doing. We're just,
yes,
we're going for anything.
Yes. Okay. Well, the next like strange thing that I found that people will collect is hair. Not just any hair. So there's actually a gentleman in the Guinness World Record His collection is made up of celebrity here. And so he has a patch of Elvis Presley's hair. I believe he paid $15,000 for it, which is weird because he has Michael Jackson's, which I thought would bring in probably not as much as Elvis Presley, but pretty close. But Michael Jackson, he was able to add that to his collection for $2,000.
Oh.
So who knew? I don't know what the difference is, but it goes back to the Victorian age where a snippet of hair was kind of the equivalent of like an autograph, what we would think of as an autograph nowadays. So, yeah.
Well, that's, you know, I've got some hair. I have a couple of people's hair.
Yes, you do. We've talked about that.
I know. I think we should have each other's hair. Is that weird?
No, I don't think that's weird at all.
Okay. Well, we'll set that up.
Yeah. Next haircut. I'm on it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you know, I have my son's hair, like first haircut, and I have my dad's first haircut, a little piece. And I may or may not have once given someone a bag of my hair.
Okay.
A whole bag.
A whole bag of it, just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case. Well, you know, I think our hair probably wouldn't sell well online, but there is a gentleman who has very expensive hair, and I'll tell you, I found there's two. One is Justin Bieber. He has Justin Bieber's locks, and that was a $40,000 purchase. $40,000.
Okay, that's some hair. Yeah, I'm probably not getting that for mine. If I am, then they can have all of it.
I'll shave it off. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, we'll do that right
but
now.
But the highest price of all was Marilyn Monroe, which I just think is super cool.
Yeah, if I had some money, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. If I just had money to blow. It was snipped after she sang Happy Birthday to President Kennedy, so that's pretty nifty. And it sold for record-topping $331,000.
Oh my gosh. And you know what that makes me think of? One of the other aspects of collecting is it's like you're sort of absorbing something of somebody else when you've got these personal artifacts.
Yep.
Which can be to kind of, you know, in someone's memory, but it also can kind of sound like a stalker.
Sound crazy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Okay. So that's different. That's different.
That is very different. I don't know which is worse, the hair or the barf bags, but the third one definitely probably just tops the charts for me. The third one, you know, if anyone has ever said, why do you collect all this crap? That was definitely true of George Franzen. This is a gentleman that collected poop.
Oh.
Fossilized feces. He has a museum, and I love this so much. Do you know what he calls it?
No.
He calls it his poozeum. Yes. He calls it a poozeum.
It's got to be fossilized because you don't want it messy, right?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I don't even know if you could keep it otherwise. Surely not. I don't know.
Yeah.
He did say, he said, you know, he's got like 5,000 different specimens of fossilized poop. But he said, you know, they're very old. It's fossilized. So it's more like, you know, if anyone sees it, they're not thinking, oh, there's poop. They think rocks. You know, it just looks like a rock. And so that was very interesting. But he definitely warns about going online and buying them because you'll get a fake. So watch out when you're buying your poop. You don't want to get a fake.
I'm thinking if you've taken the step that you've decided poop, that's where I want to go with this. I'm going to add this to the shelf, put this on the mantle, then you want it to be real, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I want it authenticated. I want to know what they had for lunch.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Where did this idea come from? Like, how is this a thing at all?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. Like, maybe maybe you just find one and think, I need to add to my collection. I need more of those. I don't know.
Yeah. Where do you get that? So you get it and then it fossilizes, or you do it, you get it once it's fossilized. What is this process?
I want it already dried.
Yeah. Ready to be go. No. Oh my gosh.
Well, Mandy, you have, you're the queen of collecting, and you have a Facebook Live show that we've talked about here on the podcast called The Collector. And you do a lot of collecting, and not just stuff, you collect stories. And I find it fascinating. It's probably my favorite thing to do is to watch The Collector. And so take a second to talk about that, just in case no one's familiar with what that is.
Yeah. So, basically I do a live stream. It used to be every Thursday, and now it sort of varies because the whole thing has spread out, but, into some other, you know, aspects of the collector. But so I would show something from my collection and some, you know, a curious item, whether that's an antique or, you know, I started out with my grandmother's kidney stone. So that was the first one.
Yes. Yes. I'm going to talk a little more about that in a second.
Yeah. And so it just sort of went from there. And then I would have three curious items that I would auction off. You know, since then, that's sort of morphed into some other things, some in-person events. And now I have those curious items at the Collector's Curiosity Shop in downtown Adairsville. So I was able to open up a place to showcase more than just the few items every week. And that's really exciting. But I always love the stories, because the stories, you know, people collect stories. That's one of the older things to collect too. And I love to hear about curious things. Obviously, that's what we're doing here. But yeah, I've came across some people with some very interesting collections, way more interesting than what I have.
So you've had people on your show that, I mean, it just blows my mind at some of the things people collect, and in a capacity that I would have never thought of. You have the coolest people on your show. You've got a great following. And I bought a lot of stuff from The Collector. Like, I love it. Everything you put out, you source it and you put a lot of thought into it. And it's just some of the coolest, weirdest things that I'm totally into. So tell us about some of your guests. What have you seen come on?
Okay. Well, you mentioned Marilyn Monroe before. I had someone own before that did not have a large collection, but they had an item. And sometimes it's like that. And it was one of those little mini calendars with Marilyn Monroe. And of course she had, it was a nude. So she had little stickers. Placed strategically. Uh-huh. But, you know, if I would have had money in hand, I would have tried to talk her out of that thing, because it was an original and it was one of the calendars where, you know, you tear the little page off, and just really cute. But so there's things like that are interesting. But then I've had some, you know, I guess more unique things, some macabre things, some darker art. I had someone who shared their whole house is basically a collection. And yeah. I'm looking to do an episode on that. And I'll just mention something from that house was the whole doorway to like a hall was a guillotine, and below it was a basket with like a little homemade head where they had placed their collection of teeth within the head.
Yes. Coolest thing I've ever seen, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds crazy. It's absolutely cool.
Yeah, it's very creative. And so I appreciate that. But, you know, some people have just some weird things, and they're not multiples of the same thing, but they just have some strange things. You know, we talked about the kidney stone, and me and you had a little connection, if you want to share.
Yeah, you know, that's one of my top ones. So I thought maybe we could just kind of share, hey, what's three things out of your collection that you just love or you think is really cool? And that's my number three on my list is I do have a kidney stone. It is my kidney stone.
I would keep that too.
I just thought I'd like to have that, you know. It passed at the doctor's office. So it was in a little collection cup thingy that they have you go in. And I had to ask, can I keep
that? Yeah. Hey, it's yours, you know.
That's right. It wasn't that gross. So I brought it home and I got it.
No, I get it. I said I have my grandmother's and it's in a little vial and it was on the shelf when I was growing up and it was with her nice Fenton glassware and there was the kidney stone. And, you know, that's the kind of thing I love, the mashup of things.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I think probably something else that I love. So I love old photographs. I don't know why, you know, it doesn't have to be someone I know, just those older looking photographs almost that are coming apart at the edges, you know, and you're, it's a glimpse into someone's life. And I know I'm not the only one. I actually spoke with a shop owner to see, you know, if he had any, and he said, you know, every time one comes in, there's this one lady that is on the call list. She buys them up. But she said she had a very, very long hallway. And every time he had an old photo come in, she'd buy it, frame it, and throw it on her wall. And she called it her instant family.
I love that. Oh, yeah, I love that.
I thought it was really cute. And so, you know, I'm gonna brag on you as a friend. You are so good with buying gifts. And this year for my birthday, you gave me the most amazing photo albums. They are old photo albums that, like the old school ones where you wedge the photo in there, and they're going to be perfect for all of my old photos. So
I'm glad you liked it because when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh. And it was a collection of the albums. You usually don't see that. You might, you know, catch one or something like that. But yeah, I was totally excited about that for you.
Yep. Yep. I'm going to leave them for, you know, my kids and grandkids and great grandkids to go, who are these people?
Who is that? How many cousins do I have? Yeah.
That's right.
And then, you know, my last, and then we'll go on to yours. My last one is a lunchbox. And I keep it on my shelf. I could see it all the time, but you know, it actually came from a store that's in the town that I live in, and it belonged to a little girl that was murdered in this town back in the, was it 70s?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I believe late 70s she was murdered. Terrible, terrible story, you know, and I don't like that part of the story. But, you know, it's a piece of the history of the town I live in. And it's got her little name on a label on the front, you know, those old school labels that, you know, you can kind of, they almost feel like they're raised and you can see her little name on there. It's sweet. And it's just a reminder of her and the fact that she, you know, she lived in this town and she caught the bus and went to the local school. And it's just something that I really, really like. So that's probably my number one.
Well, that makes me think about when I say I like to collect and what stands out to me of something to collect, it is something that gives me an intense feeling about.
Yes.
And so when you talk about that lunchbox, it brings about just seeing that, it brings about mm-hmm. a lot of emotion. And so to me, when I pick something, whether it's a rock or feather or just the things out in nature, or I'm at something like the Oddities and Curiosities Expo we went to, and you see all these just over the top things, or maybe yes. it's just something that's sensitive to you from your childhood, any of those things, what it's doing is every time you look at it, it's calling on an emotion of feeling something that it brings up.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's, you know, that's what collecting is to me. And so when you say that about the lunchbox or any of the things you talked about, it's because it's tapping some sort of emotion. It's something that makes you feel a certain way. And you know, and sometimes things are just so over the top. You know, we've seen a lot of that. And you think, oh, I want my hands on that because it's just wild.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's definitely different sides of it. You know, a lot of it is people are chasing like that, the nostalgia of something. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people will collect things that they've seen in their lifetime, you know, something you saw at grandma's house. And there's yep. definite strong feeling attached to that and that nostalgia. But, you know, there are just some things that are just weird, and you get that little, you know, that little fix of weirdness from that mm-hmm. collection. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And sometimes that dies off. And that's when I was talking about purging. You know, sometimes later on, I think I can let go of that. But, you know, it's the weird or the something that's specific to me. It spoke to me, and it might not be something that everybody else wants.
Right. Absolutely.
So I collect boxes, which is not weird per se. You actually got me a really cool box before that had all 80s stuff in it, and I loved it. It's like a little plunder box, and there's, you know, all kinds of little clippings and just different little items, keychains and such from the time period. And I still get that out sometimes and just kind of go through it. So yeah, I love that. Yeah. So it's the cigar box, and I have other boxes like that. I have some that have been, you know, passed down, in my family and my husband's family. And inside of those, I put the weird things or the trinkets or the, you know, it might not be what was passed down, but, you know, I have a mix of that. So the boxes themselves aren't odd. The things I put inside of those sometimes are different. So one of those boxes has my great grandmother's stuff, but she would roll over in her grave. There is also a chicken hand in there, the little chicken foot.
That's the coolest.
Yeah, it's a little chicken foot. And so she would just be appalled, but that is in that box. And so that's
you have a beaver paw, so I don't think that's too weird.
Yes. So, I was going to say, I do have some other little animal things, and they all have stories, but that's a strange thing that I collect. I have a possum paw. And so I've got a little possum paw, and then I have, in school when we were made to do the, in science class, you know, you got to dissect the frog or whatever. Mm-hmm. I have a little piece of my frog.
I kept
a piece of the skin.
You know, I didn't get to dissect a frog. My teacher, she was not into that. She said, no, we don't kill frogs. So we did an earthworm.
Yeah. Well, we did that too. And we did starfish, but I felt the need to keep that. And that's one of those things I think is like absorbing the memory. It's there's a fine line between that and crazy and dangerous and hoarder.
Yeah.
You know, you got to keep an eye on that.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah. But those are my little animal things. So I have those, and those, I guess, would be deemed weird. I've known a lot of people who collected things that, you talked about the barf bags. Doesn't seem like anything that stands out of any interest. But my great grandmother, she collected the little meat trays, you know, that your ground beef comes in.
Yeah.
A little styrofoam. So she cleaned those up, and she did drawings. She did paintings on those.
Okay. You've told me that before.
Yeah. So she would collect those. So that would go in the wash, you know, like put that in the sink to wash. And she would stack those things up. And when she felt ready, she would do her own little paint, which was she would draw the faces. It was almost always faces. With an ink pen, which is strangely satisfying to draw on styrofoam with a ballpoint pen.
Yes.
If you haven't tried that, try that out.
Okay.
And then she would add her own makeup to the face. So she would put on the little, you know, it was rouge to her, you know, she would put that on, and she would put on like the foundation and make these little meat trays. And I wished I had one, because I don't know what made her think to do that, but she collected those things up, and when she was ready, she would draw.
You know, I think that's so cool. My daughter actually used to paint on pizza boxes. So, you know, we order a pizza and she was in there cutting the top off. She especially liked Papa John's because there was white on the back of the top of the box. And so she would cut that out. And I've got a couple of those. She even did a big nautical scene and it's circular. It looks almost like the window on a ship and there's an octopus on it. She did a great job with those. And it was so much cheaper than going out, you know, and buying massive amounts of art supplies. So
yeah. Did it come with that little garlic aroma?
That's right. Little pepperoncini.
Yeah. Okay, that's neat. So I've never heard of anybody else using a different kind of canvas like that. So I love that.
Yeah, save money when you can.
That's right. Yeah. So anything else that you can think of that, I guess, what would you collect if money allowed, if time allowed, if there were nothing to block you from collecting? Is there something big?
Okay, yes. And this will go back to that, you know, the nostalgia thing. If I had just an endless supply of money and time, because this would take time, you know, I think it would be really cool to purchase either my childhood home or where my grandparents lived and switch it back. You know, like go find the couch that, you know, I had when I was 7, you know, that probably brown with the weird flowers on it. You know what I'm talking about, you know, the curtains and, you know, what would have been in the bathroom, what cans would have been in the cabinets. You know, I think that would be so cool and would definitely, you know, ping that need for that nostalgia, that feeling of this was my childhood. I'd have to have, you know, a bunch of Lisa Frank stickers. You have those.
Yep.
You know, buttons.
Yeah.
Buttons were a big thing. You had a ton of buttons. Yeah. What about you?
Okay. You're going to think this is crazy because I can't believe you just said what you said. And somebody else is like, oh, this is scripted. No, check this out. So mine is to own homes, like all kinds of homes, because I'm seeing houses all the time. And I actually went into real estate before and realized, no, I just love houses. That does not mean that I want to do all this other stuff that goes with that.
Right.
But I would like to have all the money that I can get all these different kinds of houses, because I obviously can't just keep moving into houses. So I would have that property. But beyond that, I watched a movie last night that I had seen before. It's a comedic sort of drama called Mother. I don't know if you've ever seen that. It's from the early 90s, I believe.
I don't think so.
So the guy literally moves back home, recreates his space, his room as a teenager, because he wants to discover his issues with his mom. And he thinks that will open up some things by having it set up. And he replaces everything that's been put away in the garage, the attic or whatever, to recreate his room. So that is so weird that you just said that.
It's creepy. Look at us.
I know.
Okay, well, I guess that's my next movie night.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's fun. It's like, it's kind of dry, quirky humor. And it's really like day-to-day life, just a natural funny in that way. But he's trying to discover why him and his mom have so many. And he's like, I don't know, somewhere between 30 and 50. I'm horrible at guessing age. But he's trying to figure out what went wrong with his recent divorce and his problems with his mom. So he goes back home. But he does. He takes everything and puts it, the memory in his head of where everything was, he puts that right back.
Oh, that's crazy. Yep. You know, you mentioned buying houses and collecting houses. I think that would be so fun to buy strange, you know, it wouldn't have to necessarily be a traditional home, just to buy places and renovate them, you know, and Airbnb them out, because there are some of the coolest Airbnbs out there where people have just set things up to look like you're in a completely different world. And maybe that's another episode. Maybe we need to do like a curious Airbnb episode.
I think so, because I do have a motel that they have, it's not too far from where we are, that I thought we would go visit, and it's all retro. They've redone this roadside motel, all retro. And oh yeah, I think this sounds good. Something this summer.
Look at us. We keep coming up with episodes in our episodes. So
that's right. That's how cool we are.
Well, folks, if you have a collection that you think is odd, cool, just fascinating, whatever you got, we want to know about it. Definitely make sure you reach out to us. You can reach us by email, but follow us on social media. We love to be active out on the social media world. So find us on there and absolutely drop us a line. Let us know about what you collect. And maybe we'll come visit it. We like to do visits.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you next week.
Well, listen, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, where we post exclusive content, contests, and so much more. And of course, you can keep up with our episodes through Podbean or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And as always, if you have a story that sparks curiosity or you have something that you want us to talk about, just shoot us an email to ourcuriouspodcast@gmail.com. We'll see you next time.